This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Guiar. Today I'm speaking about Where is Your Damn Glossary? Posted on February 20th, 2013 on another damblog.com. I've heard digital asset management or DAM vendors use a lot of words to describe their technology, their components, those configurations, the possible customizations, and the variable functionality of their systems. What some DAM vendors are lacking when they use these exciting and sometimes confusing words is a concise glossary of terms in writing. In a world with clarity, these words would mean the same thing between vendor X and vendor Y, but sometimes they mean something different. It sometimes depends on the vendor or the individual explaining it. Some vendors like to confuse clients, but they will never publicly admit this. Why would any vendor, or anyone for that matter, want to confuse a client with special words to describe their systems? They simply do not know, nor ever bothered to ask. They forgot, or simply missed that hour of training. They are too embarrassed to ask. They may have not been explained how to use the DAM themselves. Ever. As mind-numbing as this may seem, this actually does happen. They are guessing, and hope you do not notice. They come up with their own way of explaining it, which becomes a different explanation each time. Worse yet, they continue billing you as a client, because the confusion is continually not clarified. Yes, please do note the lack of ethics from some people. They know who they are. Shame on them. Since there is a DAM Foundation and a DAM Coalition out there, maybe we could all work together on creating, quote, a global community of best standards of practice for digital asset management, end quote. Thank you, DAM Foundation. This community that could involve everyone in DAM, that, quote, brings together, end quote, thank you, DAM Coalition, the best could create a global glossary of terms and definitions we could all use and understand in a vendor-neutral sense. A compendium of DAM terms, which is industry-wide. This could help, quote, provide the best qualified advice and guidance for best practice and standards within the digital asset management space. How does that sound? Do I see any takers on creating such a free and open glossary of terms without any pop-up ads? Some vendors can produce a short list of terms, either online or upon request, but I dare them to have a complete compendium of all industry terms and acronyms, even if they do not have that option or feature. I believe it is only fair for each vendor to include a list of all terms they may use months down the road from their first canned demo, through contract negotiation, through implementation, through user acceptance testing, past go live, and even past the final sign-off of the system, because that is just the starting point to using a digital asset management system. It would only be acceptable to clearly define terms not listed on Wikipedia nor commonly used dictionaries, with an understandable definition of what they are actually talking about. Anyone up for this challenge? In the meantime, ask for a glossary. When you see terms missing, point them out and ask for clarity, in writing. And no, you shouldn't be billed extra for that. When you are a potential DAM user, a current DAM user, a business stakeholder, an analyst, a vendor, an implementer, or anyone else involved in the DAM community, we might be able to know exactly what all these terms mean if they were clearly defined. Of course, we can find a handful of existing DAM glossaries online, created by a few vendors, but these are unfortunately incomplete and occasionally using words in their definitions that are not clearly defined. Having a question which leads to confusion to end up with a lack of clarity is not the answer. Verbal definitions are not good enough by today's standard. Instant clarity would be. A compendium of terms should be readily available online at all times, updated regularly, not on paper, and free of charge for everyone to use. Open disclosure as a standard. Where is your damn glossary? Since posting this on my blog, several have responded, contributing their own glossaries. We have yet to see either the DEM Foundation, the DEM Coalition, or any standards body compile them into one compendium of all terms and their definitions across the entire digital asset management space. For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another DEM podcast is available on Audioboo and iTunes. If you have any comments or questions about this or any digital asset management topics, email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.